That music in your iPod right now is so 2007. Might as well be an 8-track. But don't worry, a lot of good stuff is coming up in 2008, and we've got a guide, a person, actually, to look forward to what's going to be hot this year. It's Lizzie Goodman, editor-at-large at Blender Magazine, and we put together a 2008 Rock and Roll User's Guide. Hey, Lizzie, how you doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I got even more excited when I found out that Cat Power is coming out with a new release.
Yeah.
It's an album called Jukebox. It's
yeah.
a covers record. Before we hear a bit, what's your philosophy on cover records?
Well, there's a lot to pull off on a covers record. You know, it's song selection and then execution. Are you going to do it in the classic style of the original person who made it famous? Or are you going to change it up a little bit? And the reason that Cat Power is so fantastic at this is that she does a little bit of both. She really reinvents the songs to sort of reflect her own sensibility, but also has this great quality of homage to whoever first popularized it. So it's kind of the perfect combination.
Okay, let's hear I think it's the first track off that album. I think you'll know the song. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. She's actually covering Liza Minnelli there, right?
Yeah, or Frank Sinatra.
Well, I think Sinatra covered Minnelli, right, after the movie. Yeah,
I mean, it's a standard, and neither of them wrote it, but they, you know, each of them had sort of a moment in making that song famous for their own repertoire. But now she's doing it. She's taking it on, and sort of, who thought that song would sound dirty and bluesy?
I know, I'm kind of on board with that.
I know, right? It's always good when it's dirty and bluesy. That's my motto. But,
I checked out the other tracks. This is the most, well, a lot of the other songs are more obscure, I would say.
Yeah, she hasn't done, on her last covers record, you know, there was Satisfaction. She hasn't done any, you know, the sort of most recognizable songs from any particular artist.
Right.
Canon, but she covers herself on this covers album, which I think is really cool. She's done that before, and it's interesting to hear her sort of reinterpret an older song of hers, and she has one original song on this album. So there's really a lot of stuff to be excited about. And she said that she had so many covers during the session that when she was recording this, that there may be another covers record on the horizon. So we've got a lot coming from Cat Power.
That's cool. I love that. And I love in a live show when a band, and you know all their songs, throws out a cover and
yeah.
it really connects with you. Let's talk about another new record, Hot Chip. What
yep.
can you tell us about this band?
Well, they're really hot. They've had a huge success with their last record, which came out in 2006. They won the Mercury Prize. They've had a big profile, a big emergence as this really rad electropop band from England. And
all right.
A lot of people were really impressed with them. And they're not coming out with their third album. And for this third record, they've kind of taken the kind of geeky synth pop thing that they've done and added some Black Sabbath. So it's got a cool mix of being different enough from what they've done before that it's interesting, but not so different that you're going, where's my Hot Chip?
Right. So maybe not I Am Iron Man, but I Am Talc Man, a little more sensitive. Here, bring it up a little bit. Let's hear it. You might take the stones. I can't hear your voice, do I have a choice? You're second below. So, Jacob Gantz, who's our director and a true music aficionado, he really likes these guys. He says it's describes it as sensitive dance kids music, and he's kind of a sensitive dance kid. He plays a lot of it on the show. What do you like about it?
That's pretty accurate. It is sensitive dance kid music. I mean, it's a lot of sort of electro stuff or explicitly dancey music can be kind of austere, and they're a very human band. It feels very tactile and warm, but it's also dance music, and so it's kind of a really that's what makes them original. That's what makes people listen to them and go, wow, this is really something special.
I will say though, I do have sort of a parachute pants flashback, kind of a Fiorucci's late 80s thing.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No judgments. I'm just saying that's what it brings up for me.
I'm wearing my parachute pants right now. You know,
I'm thinking maybe big Benetton sweater with bold stripes.
Oh, guys,
that's a couple years later.
I gotta get all this stuff out of my closet.
One artist who made the Blender 2008 Rock and Roll User's Guide is Cassie. Mm-hmm. She had a hit with the song "Me and You." She's one of these models slash performers and a Sean Diddy protege.
Yes. Yeah. Do I hear a hint of disdain in your voice?
You know, I try not to prejudge, so what I did is I listened to some of the music. Mm-hmm. Let's check it out.
I was waiting for you to tell me you were ready. I know what to do if only you would let me. Her song is so cool.
So that's her big song, Me and You. So I didn't prejudge, I postjudged, and I guess it's good for what it is, right? I mean, 18-year-old girls will really like this.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, the thing about her is that she's really kind of an unknown in a lot of ways. Like, she came out 2006 with her self-titled album, and she's very young, and yes, she has this modeling past and these sort of big connections in the business, and that song became a hit, but the record didn't do all that much. And she was sort of chastised for not being particularly good live. And now she's back, and she's serious, so she says, and she's out to sort of make her mark, and she's a little bit older and a little bit wiser, and she's still affiliated with big people in the business. Swiss Beatz is all over this record, and Kanye West has produced something for the album, and, you know, she's really trying to sort of reconnect with the audience she started with that track, and it could be one of those things where if the album's fantastic, it's just going to be a runaway, you know, and she has the capacity to do that. We'll just see what happens.
And Rihanna opened the door wide open for someone like a Cassie.
Yeah, this is...
Stuck her umbrella in the door and opened it up.
I think beautiful chantreuses have a long history in the music industry. I guess, you know, I was reading, she's very popular. She was a big Facebook sensation, and she had, you know, the social networking sites behind her. But I was reading the iTunes reviews, and they were kind of down on her. A lot of them said, aside from the song, this is her last album, aside from the big song, Me and You, there's nothing else worthwhile there. I get the impression that Sean Puffy Combs can just pretty much say, all right, I'll give you a number one single, but beyond that, you got to do the heavy lifting yourself.
Well, if she's a test case for that, that seems to be the truth. But the good thing is that she's sort of coming out of the gate with this new record saying, I'm ready to do the heavy lifting. And you got to applaud her for that. And it's one of those situations where it's just an interesting examination of what could be huge. It really could go either way. And she has the makings, but yeah, she's got to do it herself. So we'll see what happens.
All right, I want to do one thing where we call, in the business, we tease a segment. Let's play a little bit of a sound from a band called, what do we got, the Teenagers here?
Mm.
Oh, okay. So let's not play the Teenagers here. Because, you know, if we were to play the Teenagers here, I think everyone would go out and buy their records and not continue with us. So could you hang around for a little bit? We'll finish up our talk of some of the best music that's coming out, most anticipated music that's coming out in 2008. Can you stick with us for a second there, Lizzie?
Sure.
All right. And as I promised, we will be back on the Bryan Park Project in just a moment. Stick around. That is a French band called The Teenagers, and we're back talking with Lizzie
Goodman
of Blender Magazine. I was just trying to think, what was the title? Your editor at large. So here she is. You're at large.
I am at large.
I guess The Teenagers are at large. They're this French band. This song was this YouTube hit, and it's called Starlet Johansson. I like it. It's got a great hook. What can you tell me about The Teenagers?
Well, they're like you said, they're this French band in their mid-20s, a bunch of sort of really cheeky, sort of proudly adolescent dudes who obviously have a crush on Scarlett Johansson. And
who does?
Which doesn't really make them in any kind of minority. But this song is just really the kind of thing that draws a lot of attention to an artist. It's cheeky, it's funny, it's silly. You know, they're making all these jokes in the press about how they tried to get her for the video, but somehow she wasn't available, you know, and it's just fun. This is what sort of bratty, in the grand tradition of bratty adolescent rock, also happens to be really kind of charming.
What I want to ask you about is history of rock and roll. I can't think of a French band that really broke big here. Can you?
Well, I mean, broke big is I guess a loose term.
Okay, broke le grand.
Air comes to mind, but not really big. I mean, no, French rock has a tradition of being sort of like understated, very electro, very kind of not brawny and in your face, which is what we tend to like in America a lot of the time. And they have a different kind of sound, though. I mean, they sing in English. They sound a little bit like they could be from Britain, and we'll see what happens with them. But this song is really funny, and like you said, it's been all over the place. The video is all over the place on YouTube.
Here, let's just hear it a little more.
I felt sad. For 30 seconds.
You're right, they're funny, and not in the way the French think Jerry Lewis is funny. They're funny, funny. Look, there are some household name bands that are coming out with records. Madonna's coming out with one. Sheryl Crow's coming out with one. Uh-huh. Metallica, people don't realize. I think I read Metallica is one of the top five biggest selling artists of all time. I think their last LP, Saint Anger, wasn't as big a seller because they had a documentary about it. Do we expect good things from the new Metallica record?
Yeah, sure. And they're not working with their usual producer anymore. They're working with Rick Rubin. And when a band hires Rick Rubin, that means they're in it to make something fantastic, something big. At any time he collaborates with an artist of their caliber, you're expecting something really interesting to come about. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I loved the movie. I thought the movie was hysterical. But apparently now they're all getting along, so we're not going to see any more films about their...
Oh, that's just because they haven't been working together. Yeah. You just wait.
Give it time.
Laws. A lot of laws.
Yes, Lars and Hatfield in separate rooms once they get together.
Lars, so.
My little Danish friend. And I believe, as he was called in the movies. Well,
yes.
Thanks. Lizzie Goodman, editor-at-large at Blender Magazine, the 2008 User's Guide to Rock and Roll on the website. Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks so much for having me.